Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back, Shavuot Tov. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. We are learning the Zecher Nishmaso and the Ului Nishmaso, Tzvi Gershon Ben Yov V'chan Alav Hashem, Meiz Nesham Alisa, have a continuous aliyah on the merit of the Avoda that we share and the Torah that we will share this morning. With Alyssa's generous permission, it's also Zchuz for Bracha V'Gaya Basracha Geta Basoch Sharcha Le'Yisrael, and a specific Rufuah Shalema today for Zev Wolf Ben Chaya Sarah, may he be benched with Rachamei Shemayim for a complete Besuros Tovos and Refuah Shalema Bekarov in the merit of our Shir this morning. Let us begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur. Ribono shel Olam, yehi ratzon mefanecha al racham v'chanan, shetizakeni hayim v'choy, mishmor pi lashoni b'lashon hara rechilas, v'ezarim l'daber, afila al ish yachid, v'kol shekein al kal yisro, o chelik mehem, v'kol shekein mil yisroim al midosef shel kodesh baruch hu, v'ezarim l'daber, divrei sheker chanufa mechokes kas gaiva onas tvarim habanas panim leitzonos, v'chol dibur aser, v'zakeni shel l'daber, kim davar tzarich l'inyani gufi v'nafshi, v'yu kol ma'asai v'dibur l'shem shemayim, amen. So, welcome. So we're still in Maseches Arachin, and it's very interesting. The past, I would say, 2 months at least, have been very halachic, if not more than 2 months, halachic-based classes on the parameters of Inyanei Shmiras HaLashon and Lashon Hara. And if you think the things that we learn are not relevant, literally over the past week, 2 times, I had instances of Ape Telasa. There was a shul meeting over Zoom, including some non-Jewish officials in terms of zoning permission for a new building, etc. And when my husband came home, he said that there were certain members or individuals who were very outspoken against the shul. Surprising. I said, I don't want to know what's Lashon Hara. He said it was in front of many people. It was on a public forum. There were non-Jews, Jews. I mean, it wasn't a secret, so I was happy. I said, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm teaching in Shmiras HaLashon, but Ape Telasa. He didn't say the name, but the point is that it's so practical and so relevant. How could it be Lashon Hara if this person was not ashamed to say what he said in front of groups of people, certainly more than three? So why is it Lashon Hara to retell? So it happened, and I just thought it was incredible how far-reaching the insight of Chazal is and their hadracha and how he lives our lives through the millennia. It's not limited to a certain time. Everything we learn happens in our day and age, and it happened again over Shabbos in regard to something that had been printed in the Jewish local paper. And I specifically didn't bring it home 2 weeks ago because I didn't even want it to get into discussion about it. This week it came up at the table, and some of the people who brought up were saying, how could it be Lashon Hara? It was printed in the paper. It was all over the internet. Scholz had responses to it. It's how's it Lashon Hara if everybody knows what happened? So this happened to me alone 2 times over the past week, which means it must be happening to you and our online listeners as well. So it's just a further reiteration of how important this shir is and what we're studying, and also the brilliance and the Ruach HaKodesh, in a sense, of Chazal in dictating how we live our lives. We're going to take a break from Maseches Arachin, because this class is very hashkafic and also parsha based. What do I mean? When I was preparing for Parsha Shiram last week, I came across a lengthy Kliyakar, and I couldn't believe it because it is exactly for this class. So I did not teach it in my Parsha classes. We're going to take a break from our very halachic exploration of Inyanei Shmiras HaLashon over at least the past 2 months to go through a Kliyakar together. Before we go through the Kliyakar, I'm going to screen share, and we're going to go to last week's Parsha, Parsha Zver. When I say last week, I mean 2 days ago. Well, that's my kliyakar for you that I prepared, but hold on. Okay, this is Perek Tes of Sefer Shemos. We're in the Makos. What do the Makos have to do with our shir? Apparently a lot. So you're in Perek Tes over here, Pasuk Yud Gimla. We're just going to go through the pshat of the Mak of Barad, hail. This is a source I never saw before, I never learned it before, therefore I certainly never taught it before, and I specifically did not teach it last week because I wanted to save it for this class. Vayom Hashem el Moshe, God said to Moshe, so Makas Barad Hail is the 7th Makah. It is the last Makah that appears in Parshas Va'era. The first 7 Makos are in Parshas Va'era. The last of the Makos listed and detailed, I should say, on Parshas Va'era is Barad. And God said to Moshe, wake up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and you should say to him, so says Hashem, the God of the Hebrews, Shalach es ami, send forth my people, vaya avduni, so they shall worship me. Ki bapam hazos, this time, Panishalech as kol magefosai. The Kliyakar is going to be explaining this, so pay attention. I'm going to send all of my plagues to your heart, unto your servants, unto your nation, so that you will know. Ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. How is Makas Barad kol magefosai? We will see. Because now, shalachti as yadi, I have sent forth my hand, va'ach oscha, va'es amcha b'dever. I will strike you and your people with dever, va'ticha cheir min ha'aretz. You will be cut off from the earth. And in order for this, I'm sorry, I have kept you standing so that you could see all of my strength, so that you could tell my name in the whole world. You are still mocking against me, and you are not sending the people. What is coming? What is koma gefosai? Hinini mamtir ka'es machar bared kaved me'od. I am going to send tomorrow very heavy hail. There was never anything like this in Egypt from the day that it was founded until now. And now send forth, gather in your flocks and your cattle and everything in the field, all the people, all the animals that are in the field, whatever is not gathered in, the bard will fall upon them. They will die. Pasuchof. He who feared the word of God from the servants of Pharaoh gathered his servants and his cattle into the house. And who didn't pay attention to the word of God left his servants, and his animals in the field. Pasuk of Beis, and Hashem says to Moshe, stretch forth your hand over the heavens, and there will be barad in the whole land of Egypt, over man, over animal, over all the greenery of the field in the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth his hand over the heavens. The Hashem nasan kolos uvarad. That's interesting. There's an appearance of kolos. We didn't see anything about kolos. Hashem said that the plague that's coming is barad. All of a sudden, we are introduced to kolos, which literally translates as voices or sound, before barad. So Hashem sent forth, we translate it as thunder. Thunder and barad vati halach eish arzer. Hashem Shemfal Hirsch says this is lightning. So there is thunder, kolos, barad, hail, vati halach eish arzer, says Rav Hirsch. There was lightning. Vayimater Hashem barad, and God caused barad to rain down upon the land of Egypt. And there was barad, and there was fire, and the fire was churning and twisting inside of the hail. We know it was very miraculous hail. It was water and fire together. So heavy, there was never anything like this. And the barad hid in the whole land of Egypt, everything in the field, from man to beast, and all grass of the field, the barad hit, and all the trees were smashed, only in the land of Goshen, Pasuk of Vav, where the Bnei Yisrael were. I forgot to ask if you could see my screen. Alyssa, could you see my screen? Okay, thank you. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel, there was no barad. And Paro calls to Moshe and Aaron, and he says, oh, chatasi hapam. Wow, Paro says, I sinned. Hashem ha-tzadik, God is the tzadik, va'ani va'ami ha-rashayim, and me and my people are rashayim. Ha'atiru el Hashem, davin to Hashem, v'rav mios kolos Elokim. Look at this. Paro asks, the first thing he wants to stop is the kolos Elokim, which is thunder, but it's the voice of God, Ubarad, and almost like an afterthought, stop this hail, and I will send you forth. And Moshe says, well, you know, I can't daven now. When I leave the city, then I will stretch forth my palms to God. Then, HaKolos, look at this, there's a lot of focus on Kolos in this passage. The Kolos come before the Barad. Paro asks Moshe to take away the Kolos before the Barad, and when Moshe says, I'm going to pray, the first thing he says is, HaKolos Yechdalun. The Kolos will cease, V'Habarad lo Ye'ad, and there won't be any hail anymore, so you will know that to God is the earth, and you and your servants, I know you are not yet afraid before Hashem. And the flax and the barley were smitten, because the barley is early and the flax is in bloom, but the chita, the wheat, and the spelt were not smitten, because they are late blooming. And Moshe went from before Pharaoh, he left the city, he stretches forth his palms to God. And then, look at this again, vayichdulu hakolos, once again, the focus seems to be on these kolos. The kolos ceased, and the barad, and there was no rain coming down, and Paro saw that the chadal hamater v'abarad v'kolos, and this is the first time you see the switching of the order. Pasuk lamed dalet. After everything stops, Paro has a change of heart. When he has a change of heart, he has a change of focus. Look at this. Paro sees ki chadal hamater v'abarad v'kolos. It's the total opposite of everything we've seen in this passage. Paro sees that the rain stopped, the barad stopped, the sound stopped, and he continued to sin. His heart was hardened. He didn't send it forth of Bnei Yisrael. My God spoke to Moshe. This is an overview of the pshat of these psukim. And now we will go to an extremely powerful kliyakar that I came across, and putting this in quotes, by accident. I was preparing last week for my in-depth Parsha Shir. Why? Because in Parsha Shir last week we focused on Barad, okay? On our in-depth Shir on all sources related to Makas Barad. So after Shir, Susie's Teichman reached out to me and she said, you know, Barad, and we connected it to Dever based on one of the sources, the letters also spell Dibur. Barad and Dever are connected. They're both about animals being smitten in Dever, and then the animals in the field were smote down. So Susie said, what about the fact that it spells the word Dibur? Barad is Beis Reish Dalet. Dibur is Dalet Beis Reish. So I said, stay tuned for Monday morning class. So I don't know if she is on this Zoom, but I told her. I don't see her. Her daughter-in-law is here. Susie Tachman's not here, but her daughter-in-law is here. Okay, so I told Susie, stay tuned. So hopefully she'll listen to this recording. Okay, this is the Kli Yakar. I should have labeled this. This is the Kli Yakar. This is your hand. Don't you see? Shmiras HaLashon, Parashios Ve'erabo, 121. So this is the Kli Yakar to Shemos 9:14. It's a very lengthy Kli Yakar, and we are going to learn through, not the entire thing together, but at least a large part of it as relates specifically to our class. So first, the Kli Yakar gives the whole pshat into the whole passage, understanding of the pshat as we looked at it. And then, remember, this is to Parak Tas Pasuk Yud Dalet, okay? And now, Al Derech HaRemez, by the way of allusion, okay? Nira lefareish al derech shekatavti lamala. The reason I'm looking to the side sometimes is because I have my mikros gadolos here. So in case I need the help of the nekudos, even though I prepared this, I wanted you to be able to see it on the screen, but that's why I'm sometimes looking to the side. My mikros gadolos is next to me on my shtender. Okay. Outside haremes, by derech of illusion, how can we understand makas barad? And I think what Susie Tachman reached out to me and said about Dibur, you're going to see how relevant it is. And we know nothing in Lashon HaKodesh is an accident, Lashon HaTorah, nothing. I reiterate it all the time. So the fact that the letters of Barad also spell Daber is very significant, especially in our understanding as per the Kli Yakar. But Altsad HaRemez, by way of allusion, okay, says the Kli Yakar, Nira lefareish al derech shekatavti lamala. It is appropriate to explain this by what I wrote above. Shemakas habarad vahakolos. Remember, I showed you the psha. There was an extreme focus on not only the bard, but the kolos. That the plague of barad, which we translate as hail, and kolos, the voices, bala paro came to Pharaoh, ala sher lo ratza, Lishmoa b'kol Hashem b'hadar. Paro did not want to listen. It's a paraphrase, of course, from Tehillim. Kol Hashem b'hadar, Kol Hashem shover razim. So here it's a stylistic paraphrase in the Kli Yakar saying, why did the Barad come along with these kolos? And when the Makas predicted, excuse me, it doesn't say anything about kolos. It just says the Barad's coming, like you saw. When the Barad actually comes, the focus seems to be more on the kolos than the Barad itself. And I pointed that out to you in every pasuk. The kolos is mentioned first when the Barad is mentioned in every pasuk, except when Paro changes his mind at the end. All of a sudden, he conveniently forgets about the Barad, the kolos. But why did the Barad come? And the kolos, Bala Paro al Asher lo ratza. He didn't want lishmo b'kol Hashem b'hadar. He didn't want to listen to the glorious voice of God. Ve'al kein, and therefore, he shmiya Hashem lo'ozno, Hashem made it heard to his ears, kolos noraim umavhilim, awesome, frightening, kolos, mira kenegan mira. We don't want to hear my call, said Hashem. So what's going to happen? You're going to hear it loud and clear. Vila Cain, and therefore, Hayam Misvada. Therefore, Paro said vidui. He was, he admitted, he acknowledged, Davka Bechetze, specifically by this Makkah, Va'amar. And he said, I pointed this out in the Pshat when we were looking at the Psukim, Hashem Atzadik, Va'ani Va'ami Harashim. If you remember, we saw it here, when he calls Moshe, and Aaron and Pasuk of Zion, because he can't handle it. He says, Chatasi hapam. Why this time? Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami harashayim. God is the righteous one, he says in Perek Tes, Pasuk of Zion. And me and my nation, we are the sinners. Because the Kli Yakar says he doesn't want to hear Kol Hashem Bahadar. So Hashem said, Kolos norim noraim umavhilim. Awesome, fearful kolos, God said. And so he was davka misvada by this sin, and he said, Chatasi apam. This time I sin. Hashem is the righteous. Me and my people, we are the sinners. Tachas asher chichesh ba Hashem, because he had denied Hashem, and he said, Lohu, There's no God. I don't know God. Okay, so before we continue in the Kliyogar, who remembers when Moshe comes to Paro and he says, "Send forth the Jews," in Parsha Shmos? Who remembers the very, very first words of Paro? Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo l'shalach as Yisrael lo yadati es Hashem v'gam es Yisrael lo l'shalach. It's right here. I put on the screen for you now. Perakei pasuk beis. The first thing Paro says is Vayomer Paro Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo. Paro doesn't say, "Oh yeah, there's a God, and I deny that I'm going to listen." He says, "Mi Hashem, who's God? Asher eshma bekolo. I shall listen bekolo to his voice. Are you kidding me? L'shalach es Yisrael, to send forth my slaves. Lo yadati et Hashem. I do not know this God. V'gam es Yisrael lo shalech. And also his nation, Israel, I'm not sending them." But what does he say? Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo. Shemos perche pasuk beis. This is the first communication that Paro communicates to Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe appears at the age of 80 and he says, "Send forth the Jews." Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo. So the Kli Yakar says, Tachas asher chichesh b'Hashem, v'yomer lohu, because he denied God's omnipotency, his all-powerful being, his absolute control over the whole world, and he said, he is not him, v'haya chote b'kol, he sinned with his voice. In Parakeh, Pasuk Beis, and I just showed you and quoted the Pasuk for you, when he says, Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kol, lo yadati es Hashem, v'gam es Yisrael, lo shalech, he sinned with his voice. Ah! Alyssa, are you looking at my screen? The Siper Lashin Hara Al Boro. The Kli Yakar says, Beferush, that Paro's sin was that he spoke Lashin Hara about his creator. One of the things we say in the Tfil Al Hadibur is, the Edaber Ve'ezaher Melidaber, Afilu Al Ish Yachid, Ve'kol Shekein HaKol Yisro, Ol Achelik Men, Ve'kol Shekein Mel Yisro, Eim Al Midosav, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he sinned with his voice. The Siper Lashon Hara Al Boro, he spoke Lashon Hara about his creator. Al Cain, therefore, Nidon Bekolos. He was judged, Dayan. Hashem judged him with Kolos. And that's why there's such an emphasis, says the Kli Yakar, when you go through Makas Barad, on the appearance and the manifestation of Kolos. It even takes precedence in every pasuk, like I showed you, to the actual falling of the hail. Kederach she'amru, like the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, b'mitzora she'mevi tziporim ha'osi ma'aseh kol, l'chaper al kol shalashana. We've learned about that before. In Perek Yud Dalet of the book of Vayikra, Mitzora, right in the beginning of Parshas Mitzora, Perek Yudalet of Vayikra. So one of the items, we should say, I could say, I guess, that the Mitzora brings as part of his kapara is two birds. One bird gets shechted, and the other bird is sent over the field. So Rashi says, why does he bring birds? Everyone remembers Rashi, they're on Alyssa, we've spoken about it before, because the tzipor chirps, or twitters, that's the English translation of the Rashi there, if you remember. Talk about access to Lashon Hara today easily by Twitter. The Bintorah brings tziporim, birds, ha'osi ma'isekol, who make audible sounds. L'chaper, why? I'll call Shalashon Hara, to show that he sinned by the voice. He was a twitterer, he was a chirper, he spoke Lashon Hara, Va'al Kain, and therefore, Namar Khan, it's a pasuk, says, Hakolos Yechdalun, V'habarad Lo Yeh. This is a pasuk, okay? So now what I'm going to do is go back. So Moshe says, after I daven, what's going to happen? Hakolos Yechdalun, V'habarad Lo Yeh. So let's just look at the pasuk in order to understand what Moshe's saying. Look here, Pasuk of Tes. So Paro says in Pasuk of Ches, daven to God. They rab me os kolos Elohim. I can't take it. I hear the voice of God so much, I can't take it anymore. Stop the voice of God in my ears. Stop the hail. I will send you. Moshe says, when I leave the city, I will spread my palms forth to God. Look, hakolos yechdalun, v'habarad lo yeod. The voices, or the thunder, the pshat is the thunder will stop, and there won't be any more barad. The Kli Yakar, so look at this, focus on this pasuk. It's Perek Tes, Pasuk of Tes. Hakolos yechdalun, the voices by the drash will stop, and therefore the barad won't be any more. That's what Moshe says. Now the Kli Yakar is going to explain this passage to us. So what does it mean? I bolded it on my screen. Hakolos yachdulun v'habar lo yi'ed v'kasha. And it's a difficulty. We don't exactly understand that, says the Kliyakar. What is going on here? V'kasha, I'm going to read these next two words with the nekudos of the art scroll, Mikros Kudos. Li arvinuhu v'lesininihu. So the Kliyakar is asking, I don't understand exactly what this pasuk means and how we understand Hakolos yachdulun v'habar lo yi'ed. Why? Hakolos v'abard yachtelun olo ye'od. Will the kolos, the thunder, and the barad cease? Or they won't be anymore at all? Which one is it? Will they just cease, but they still exist? Or there won't be any more? It's not the same thing. Will they cease, but they're still there, the kolos and the barad? Or there won't be any more? Ella, the answer is, Shekach amar Moshe l'paro. Moshe said to Paro, Ma titzak elai? Why are you screaming to me, Paro? Lamor saying, Hatira l'Hashem. You, Moses, daven to God. It's not up to me, Moshe said. It's up to you, Pharaoh. Im tashuv midar kichacha, midar kicha, if you repent from your ways, velo tashmiya b'chutz kolcha, and your voice, Paro, your voice of Lashon Hara, your voice of Kafrus, your voice of denying God won't be heard outside anymore. Kol anos b'charufim v'gidufim, your voice is the voice of blaspheme. Your voice is the voice of denial, klapei mala, towards God. Lamor, like you said, mi Hashem, who is God? I showed you that in Pasuk 5, Parakeh, Pasuk base. As then, mi mela, habar lo yad. It's up to you, Par. You're telling me to dive into Hashem. It's not up to me. If your voice will cease, your voice of blaspheme, your voice of kafrus, your voice of denial of God, then certainly the hail will stop. Mimela habar lo yad. So what the Kliyakar is explaining is hakolos yechdalun means when your voice Paro stops blaspheming God, then habar lo yad. Then of course there won't be any hail. Do you understand what the Kliyakar just said? Alyssa, yeah, it's beautiful. Hakolos yechdalun. If you stop speaking lashon hara, Paro, there won't be any more punishment. You're asking me to daven. I don't need to daven. Just close your mouth. You know, I speak to Donna. My friend Donna Shapiro, some of you might know Donna, she used to work in Seasons, not anymore because of the pandemic. She lives in one of the Ohel residences by the train tracks on Grove. So I speak to her every week. So I always ask if she has a Dvar Torah for me. So Donna always says she has the same Dvar Torah. If people would stop speaking Lashon Hara, the coronavirus would go away. That's her Dvar Torah. So I told her last week that my daughter told over her Dvar Torah to a friend in her name, and she was very, very pleased. And I'm telling it over again in her name. And Donna says, if everyone would stop speaking Lashon Hara, she's not just me and you, she says everyone has to stop speaking Lashon Hara, then there wouldn't be any more coronavirus. The pandemic would be over. So of course she's right. And what's interesting is that that's what Moshe says to Paro, based on this Pshat of the Kliyakar. Hakolos yechdalun, when you cease, speaking, when your call can't be heard b'chutz anymore, when you're called blaspheming, call anos b'charufim v'gidufim, when you stop speaking Lashon Hara about your creator, habar lo yad, the punishment will go away. It's up to you, Paro. It's not up to me. It's a big Mr. Haska, of course, for us. I'm going up to where I was. Ki besur hasiba, when you remove the reason for the plague, yasur gam hamisobeb, you also remove he who's bringing the punishment. So Moshe sings up to me, ki besur hasiba, when you remove the reason for the plague, yasur gam hamisobeb, you will also remove he who is bringing the circle of the makos. So it's up to you. Hakolos yachdulun doesn't mean the thunder and shemaim will cease. It means when your voice of Lashon Hara ceases, Habar lo yad, there won't be any more bar. I don't need a daven. V'zeh she'amran, that's like the pasuk says, she'hakolo shalcha yechdalun. When your voice of blaspheme, and lashon hara, and motzi shemra, and kofus of God ceases, as mimela, habar lo yad, then of course there won't be any barad. Laman teida, so you will know. Ki l'Hashem ha'aretz, Hashem wants you to know. That was one of the pasukim right here. One second. That's the end of the pasuk, chavtes. Moshe says, hakolos yechdalun, when your voice stops, Paro. Habar lo yad, there won't be any more bar. How does the pasuk end? Laman teida ki l'Hashem aretz. You will finally know and acknowledge that God is the creator and in charge of this whole earth. Laman teida ki l'Hashem aretz, kishe tashuv b'teshuva. This is pasuk what Dana tells me every single week. There's no more Lashon Hara. then the coronavirus will go away, she tells me. When you repent, mamaka will cease. Lo kasher amarta b'tchila mi Hashem, not like you said in the beginning, verse Parakei Pasuk Beis, who is God? When that voice of blaspheme and lashon hara ceases, then the mamaka will cease as well. Vilafi, and the Kliyaka reiterates, Vilafi shecheitza haya bilashon, his sin was with his lashon, his tongue, his mouth, his dibur. Isn't it amazing? So Susie Tachman said to me, what about the fact after last week's class, again, because we connected Dever with Barad, according to one of the Mefarshim. The reason we spoke about it is because I said it two times. One of the Mefarshim asks, where do they have animals from to die in Malkus Barad? Didn't all the animals die by Dever? Dever was pestilence. So if all the animals died by Dever, what's dying in the field by Barad? So there's a connection between Dever and Barad. So it's the three same letters. So Susie said to me, what about the fact that it spells Dibur? So I said, you have to wait till Monday. Because I already found this last Sunday. And I was so excited. You could tell I'm excited now. I was very excited to have this chus to give it over because it's like, I couldn't script this better for this year. I also think it's nice because this class has been so halachic for over 2 months, which is very, very important. As I began shir, it happened to me twice. We have to know those, but it's nice to take a little, I'm putting this in big quotations, break from the halachic path just to have some important hashkafic exploration based on these parshios. By the way, if anyone remembers this year by Pesach, you don't have to read the whole Kliyakar at the table, but it's nice, it's really something very relevant to tell over when we talk about the Makos on Lehel Seder. But the Fisha Cheta Hayab Bilashon, and because the sin was with his tongue, the Yadua Shechet Halashon, oh my gosh, it gets even better. The Yadua, and it is known. Shechet Haloshon Magdil Avonos Keneged Shalosh Rashay Averos. And we spoke about this as well. We've seen the sources in Sayer Lissa that the Chet of Lashon Hara is greater than the sin of the three cardinal sins, the three Yareg Va'alya Avors, Vehem Avodazara Gilarayish Vichosdamem. Everybody knows the three cardinal sins: idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. Lashon Hara is worse, b'chol hatar b'klal, and all the Torah. One second, I just want to see something. I want to make sure it's not a typo. B'chol hatar kulo. The last word should say kulo, not b'klal. Oh no, b'klal. One second, b'klal. Okay. Sorry. That the sin of lashon hara is greater than avodah zarah, gilui ra'is, and shfichas damim, and all the Torah is included in this. Ki kol hamoda be'avodah zarah, whoever is moda acknowledges idolatry. Ki kofer b'chol haTorah kula. It's like he denies the whole Torah. He's a kofer in the whole Torah. Imkein, therefore min hara'ui, it is worthy shabal halashon, that the speaker of lashon hara yenidun, should be judged b'chol hamisos. We have arba misos based in for the different punishment. The Kliyakar is saying, since lashon hara encompasses being a kofer b'kol haTorah kulo, and it's even worse than avodah zarah gilui ra'is and shfichus damim, because one who's moda in avodah zarah is a kofer b'kol haTorah kulo. So someone speaks lashon hara is a kofer b'kol haTorah kulo. So you should be judged with arba misos basedin. And he's now going to show us how Paro through Barad was taka judged with arba misos basedin. Ki onesh avodah zarah b'skila. The sin of one who worships idols is by stoning. V'chein onosh ha-megadev, and that's also the punishment of the blasphemer. Parshas Emor, Vayikra 24. Okay? The one who blasphemes God. They're punishable with skila. V'onesh shvichus damim, and the punishment of shvichus damim is hereg. Hereg is beheading. One who murders is dying with Hareg, beheading. The onesh stam gila rais bechanek, and the punishment of someone who transgresses gila rais is with strangulation. Ubas kohen kitizne besreifa paraglamet ches. That's why Yehuda said that Tamar should be taken out to be burned. The daughter of a kohen who gives herself over to zanus is punishable by sreifa. So the arba misos basin are right here: skila, stoning; sreifa, burning; hareg, beheading; chanek, strangulation. Imkein matzidu. So we have found Shakal Arba Misos Beistin, that all the four punishable deaths of Beistin, Shayach and Bishlosha Rashe Averus Elu, are applicable to these three sins. So if you transgress one of these three sins, then Mimela, you're judged by Arba Misos Beistin. Im Kain, look at this, careful. Min Haroi, it's worthy. Shabal Halashan Yanidun Bechol Hamagefos Halalu. holy moly, that he who transgresses the sin of Lashon Hara should be judged with all of these, he says, plagues. He's referring to the Arba Misos Beistin. Ki hu shakol keneged kulam. Because the sin of Lashon Hara is equal to all of these veros. And so for those averos, you're punishable with Arba Misos Beistin. So for Lashon Hara, you should also be punishable by Arba Misos Beistin. Skila, stoning. Sreifa, burning. Hereg, strangulation. Hereg, beheading. Chanek, strangulation. Bezesha Amar. And that's why the Pasuk says, this is incredibly fascinating. I pointed this out at the beginning of Shir. In the beginning of this passage of Barad, Hashem says to Moshe, wake up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh. So says God, the God of the Hebrews, send forth my people, they will serve me. Ki bepam hazos anishalech es kol magefosai el libcha. Why does God say to Paro, I'm sending kol magefosai? What's the difference between Dam, Tzvardeh, Akinim, Arav, Devar, Shechin, Bard is kol magefosai? Why is it different than blood and frogs and lice and pestilence? Kol magefosai? What is the call? All of my punishments, all of my plagues, because it's going to encompass Arba Misos Beistin. And the Kliyakar is going to show us how this is so incredible. V'zesh Amra, that's what the Pasuk says. Ki bepam azos ani sholech es kol magefosai. This time I'm sending all of my plagues against you. Ki matzinu b'makas habarad. We are found with the plague of barad. Dugma l'chol Arba Misos Beistin. Through Makos Barad, we see that Hashem punished Kaviyacha as if through the four punishments of Beis Din. There's no comments, which is fine. I don't want interruptions because I really want to get through this whole piece that I prepared. And it's incredibly fascinating. But if something I say like doesn't make sense, then you should stop me. But if it makes sense, let's keep going. Okay. So you have found in the Makkah of Barad the punishments of Arba Misos Beis Din. So let's reiterate. Why is Paro worthy of Arba Misos Beis Din? Because he's a Mesaper Lashon Hara. And a Masapra Lapashon Hara is Magdil Avonos Ad L'Shamayim. He's worse than, it's as if he transgressed all these terrible sins, including that is the Bas Kohen who's given out to Sreifa, and therefore it's worthy that he should be punished because he spoke Lashon Hara. So he should get the punishments that comes to the Baal of Avodah Zarah, and the Baal Gila Arayas, and the Baal Shvichos Damim, and the Bas Kohen. So that's who Paro has made himself into because of the sin of Lashon Hara. So we see that. Skila. So the first punishment. Ba'avanim. Skila is with Avanim. Dug Melezeh. Very obvious. Yarad Aleim Habarad. So he's worthy of Skila by stoning. Skila is with stones. And what is the example that we see in Makos Barad? What fell upon them? The Barad. The Avne Al-Gabish Visakel Yisakel. So I don't know what the word Al-Gabish means. I'm sorry. But it's very, very clear what the Kliyakar say. Some kind of stone it must be. And what fell upon them? Stones of Barad. Visakel Yisakel. So it stoned them. Okay, if you're ever outside, we have a small bard sometimes. If you feel them, they hurt. You can hear them. Something's bouncing off the patio or bouncing off your front windshield. They're like stones. So they were so big, they were like boulders that fell upon them. So he was punished with skila, sreifa, burning. How so? Shanemar, like the Pasuk says, I showed it to you in the Pshah. When the bard finally comes, the Pasuk says, I'm just looking for it here. There we go. Pasuk of Gimel. Vaye Moshe es Mateo al Shemaim. Excuse me. It's incredible. Moshe stretched his staff over the heavens. The Hashem nasan kolos. So we already understand the kolos. Hashem said, you don't want to hear me. You used your voice to speak bad about me, God. You're going to hear my voice. Ubarad, stoning. Vati halach eish arza. Vati halach eish arza, says the Kliyakar. That's the sreifa. Remember I told you that Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch in his commentary to Chumash says Vati Halach Eish Arza is lightning. And we know when lightning strikes, it can chas v'sham electrocute a person or burn them up. So the Kliyakar says this in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vati Halach Eish Arza is the sreifa, the barad, or the is the stoning, the skila. Vati Halach Eish Arza is the fire, the sreifa, that burned Pharaoh. Let's go back to Kliyakar. Sreifa, it's unbelievably, this pshat is unbelievable. Sreifa, shenemar, Vati Halach Eish Arza, fire came down to the ground. Hereg, Okay, beheading, shenemar, murder, kill. No, I shouldn't use the word murder. That was totally wrong. The punishment of being killed by beastin, shenemar, yaharog bibarad gafnam. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, yaharog bibarad gafnam. Their vineyards will be killed by barad. Vilashan hariga enu shayach begefen. Says the kliark, what does this pasuk mean? Hariga is not shayach begefen. When you're talking about a vineyard, you wouldn't say, I killed the vineyard. Yahariga? It's an allusion to their precious people, their members of the capital, those who sat in the highest level echelons of society, the important, prominent people in society who are compared to a precious vineyard. And that's who was killed by the barad. So Hareg, based on the pasuk from Tehillim, Yaharog Babarad Gafnam, the barad killed, it doesn't mean their vineyards, it means people who were as precious to them as their vineyards. Kida Amar, like the pasuk says, Gafim Mimitrayim Tasiya. Okay, finally, Chenek, strangulation. Now this is very interesting. Where do we see strangulation by Malchus Barad? Hainu, biribui mayim shayardu im habarad. We also saw in the Pshat, if you remember, that there was rain coming down. Whew! Vayimater Hashem barad al Eretz Mitzrayim. Matar is rain. Vayimater Hashem barad al Eretz Mitzrayim. God caused the barad to rain down. So the Kli Yakar says, Hainu biribui mayim shayardu im habarad. There was a lot of water that came down with the barad. Ki ulai, perhaps, nitbuk tzatam b'sadeh b'matar habarad. A percentage of the people were drowned in the fields by the rain that accompanied the barad. So that's chenek. They had strangulation, drowning. Ki kol mi shenitchayiv chenek o toveya b'nahar. Because the Gemara says in Maseches Tzubos, anyone who is amchayiv chenek or drowns in the river. So the Kli Yakar has just proved, first of all, I should say reminded us because we already knew, that Lashon Hara is keneged, or even greater than the three cardinal sins, which a Jew must give up his life, the Yehareg va'al Ya'avors, rather than transgress. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Erayot, Shfichus Damim. Furthermore, he tells you that someone who is Mo'odeh be'avodah Zarah is kofer, b'kol Torah kulo. So that means anyone who engages in the sin of Lashon Hara, ergo, is a kofer, b'kol Torah kulo, and therefore, you should be judged by the Arba Mistos based in Skila, Shreifa, Hereg, v'chenek. Paro's sin was with his call. He blasphemed. He spoke Lashon Hara. The Kli Yakar says that beferish about the Ribono Sha'olam. And therefore, what should he be worthy of? The Arba Misos based it. And he had them, Skila, these huge boulders came down. Sreifa v'tihalach esh arza, the lightning that shot to the ground. Hereg, the fine, upstanding citizens in their society were compared to vineyards were killed. And finally, chenek, those people in the fields who drowned, strangulation as a result of the matra that came down with the bar. I don't know if anyone finds this as fascinating as me, but I think it is absolutely incredible. V'hika habarad eskmashenit baker techila. Oh, okay, I have to tell you something. You see it says dot, dot, dot. It's even lengthier than the pshat I'm telling you. This Kli Yakar. It's really long. You could all go look it up. It's a Kli Yakar to Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudav. Because the whole first part we didn't do, which is just explaining the Pshah. And now we're doing the Al Derech HaRemez, which obviously relates to this class. There is a very large section now, how he explains why, and I skipped this part, how he explains why the flax and the barley were smitten, because the barley is early and the pishta was in bloom. So the early blooming crops and those in bloom were smashed by the barad. But the chita, the wheat, vahakusamis, and the spelt lo nuku were not smitten because they're late blooming. Now he goes into a whole pshat in explaining the continuation of sinners of Lashon Hara, those who were smitten early and those who were not smitten because they're late blooming. And I skipped that. 1 second. Such a long pshat. Fascinating. Thank you so much. Baruch Hashem. I also find it incredible. The hika habarad esmashanit baker tchila. The barad smashed. Oh, look at this. Okay, the pasuk says, it's so exciting. Okay, Rashi says, it's not in the pshat, but Rashi says, by the pishta and the se'ara that were hit, okay, the flax and the barley that were smote down, Rashi says, because they bloomed early. Okay, okay, you don't have the Rashi, but Rashi says because they bloomed early. So let's look at what the Kli Yakar says. We connect, talks more about Parashat Lashon Hara. because I'm trying to talk too fast because we have to finish this piece. Yikes. V'hikahabarad, the hail smashed. Esmasha nitba ker techila, that which blossomed early. Now, if you look at nitba ker, the root word is beis chaf reish. You should see it right here. Bechor. Tachas asher shalach paro yad lishono bel kodesh baruch hu bechoro shel olam. Further allusion to the Lashon Hara of Paro. Why did the Barad smow down those crops that bloomed early, shenit baker techila? Because nit baker is the root word bechor, and Paro sent forth his tongue against HaKadosh Baruch, who is the, so to speak, the bechor Shalom, God is, so to speak, the firstborn of the world, the bechor Shalom. There is no firstborn other than God, so to speak. So you spoke Lashon Hara against the bechor Shalom. Therefore, the plants that are nit baker techila Chila will be smashed down by Bard. Whoo! And now the Kliyakar says, I am so excited. And now the Kliyakar says, Ubazemiturats. And now we can answer. Now remember, before you do the end of the Kliyakar, Paro asks Moshe to Davin. We already saw, according to Kliyakar, why he says, Chatasya Pam, Hashem et Tzadik v'aniva ami harisham, because he heard the voice of God. He tried his whole life to deny and not hear the voice of God. As Klem said, you're using your voice to speak Lashon Hara about me, the Bechor Shalom. You're going to hear my voice loud and clear, which is why he confesses this time, says the Kliyakar, which is why Koma gave Osai, he's punished with Arba Misos Beistin, which is why there's so much an emphasis on the Kolos, not just the Barad. So Paro says in Pasuk of Ches, Ha'atiru al Hashem Davin, the Rav, enough, Mios Kolos Elohim. I can't hear the voice of God anymore. I don't want to hear this anymore. So Moshe says, okay, I'm going to daven, but when? Kitseisi Esha'ir. When I leave the city. Now the Kliyakar is going to talk about this, in keeping with his whole thesis that Paro's whole sin was Lashon Hara, and the punishments were all to punish him for the Lashon Hara. When I leave the city, only then will I stretch forth my palms to God. Only then, Hakolos Yechdalun, like the Kliyakar says, when your voice of Lashon Hara stops, habar lo yeh, then there won't be any more bard. So it's Vayetse Moshe Mi'im Paro Esir. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Moshe left Paro and left the city, and only then did he daven. Why did Moshe need to leave the city in order to pray for the bard to stop? I must finish this. Let's go. Imagine, and I skip part of the Kliyakar. Ubezeh Miturats. And now we can answer. Masha Amar, like Moshe said, Kitseisi et ha'ir, Efros es kapai el Hashem. Only when I leave the city, I'll daven. Peirush Rashi, why did Moshe say this? Lafisha ha'isha ha'ir melea gilulim. The city was full of avodah zarah. By the way, gilulim galal literally means excrement. So it gives us an idea of what we think. I'm not trying to make a joke or be not nice. Literally, galal means excrement. So it teaches us what the Torah viewpoint is of avodah zarah, because the city was full of avodah zarah. Umakshim kan lama hikpi dafka b'makazu. So it's difficult here. Why is Moshe dafka makbid by this maka to leave the city in order to daven? Afa pisha fi pshuto, even though according to the pshat yesh lomar, you could say shavadai bechol hamakos hikpid al zeh. By other makos, Moshe was makbid. V'lo hutzrach Moshe lo dia l'paro e'masayit palel. But why does Moshe need to say to Pharaoh? He's so makbid to say to Pharaoh, okay, I'm going to daven, but only when I leave the city. Why? V'im tochayir achutzalo, he needs to tell Paro when and where he's going to daven in the city. Outside, say, Pharaoh says daven, remove the kolos, remove the bar. So Moshe could just say, okay, why does Moshe have to say specifically, you know, b'tseisi esha'ir efros kapai. V'ha'kolos yachtalun v'ha'bar lo yad. Why? Zulas b'makazu, because by this makah, sha'amar Paro, that Paro said, v'rav mios kolos Elohim. Enough, I don't want to hear the voice of God anymore. Shema mina, she'kol kach nivhal mina kolos. We learn that he was so nivhal, he was so astonished, he was so disoriented, he was so disturbed by the kolos. Ad sha'ratzai she'yivsuku la'altar. Stop them already, they have to stop immediately. No more. Okay, in Hutzrach Moshe Lahodio, Moshe needed to make it known to Pharaoh. It's impossible for them to stop right now. Moshe is saying, I can't daven right now. Even though you can't take it anymore, I can't daven right now. Why? I need to leave the city before I can pray, Paro. V'sham ya'atir al Hashem. Only when I leave the city, there I'll pray to God. Why? Mikol makom gam lefi darcheinu. Because according to Darchenu, our path by which we are explaining Malkus Barar, related to Lashon Hara, Ramazlo, once again the Kliyakar says, Moshe was alluding to Pharaoh, Shechata Shechet HaLashon. Again he says, the sin of your tongue, Garam Leparo, caused Pharaoh, Kisar Hashem Melov. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, the divine presence is removed from them. Your sin, Paro, of Lashon, I need, ladies, 2 to 3 minutes. I hope you don't have to leave, but if you do, you could catch the end on Yitra. I'm definitely finishing this piece. If anyone has to go, please listen to the end on 9, okay? We must do justice to the Kliyakar, and it's deserving of our full attention. Lafi Darkeinu, according to our whole thesis here, Ramazlo, Hashem made an allusion to Moshe made an allusion to Paro, Shechreid HaLashon, the sin of Lashon Hara, Garam LaParo, caused Paro, Kisar Hashem Melav. Hashem removed himself from Pharaoh. The Eino Rotza Lihitraot Afil Moshe. And because Hashem removed himself from Pharaoh, he didn't even want to make himself seen. In other words, appear even to Moshe. Shakol's man shu b'mechitza achasim paro. As long as Moses was in the vicinity of Pharaoh, the speaker of Lashon Hara, and someone who speaks Lashon Hara causes God's presence to depart. So it's as if Kaviyach Hashem almost cannot appear to Moshe while you're with Paro, because Paro is a Mesaper Lashon Hara. Paro used his call to blaspheme, to deny the omnipotency of the Bechor Olam, and he can't even appear to Moshe when Moshe is in the presence of a speaker of Lashon Hara. So when we speak Lashon Hara, not only do we cause God to depart from upon us, but we cause him to remove his presence from all those who surround us. Alyssa, are you sitting down? Like the Gemara says in Maseches Erechin, Tes Vav Amud Beis. In keeping with our theme of the past 2 months, we have a quote from the Gemara, from the Dapim we're learning. Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, I cannot script this class better. Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, the Almighty says, Ein Ani V'hu Yecholin L'dur Yachar. Hashem says, as quoted by the Gemara Maseches Arachin, Tasvav Abed Beis, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, says God, me and him can't live together. Sh'ne'amar, like the Pasuk says, Milashoni B'Seser Re'ehu, we've quoted this Pasuk many a time in our class, he who slanders his friend in secret, Oso Atzmis, he I will cut down, Gva Einayim of haughty eyes, V'rachav Libav, and a broad heart, meaning not broad in a good way, Abal Gaiva, Oso Lo Uchal, him I cannot be with. Al Tekri Oso Ela Ito, don't read it. Oso Lo Uchal, read it Ito Lo Uchal. Me and him, says God, we can't be together. So Paro says, Dav, and Moshe says, I can't do it right now. I can't even have access to God when I'm in your presence. You're a speaker of Lashon Hara? God won't even appear to me. Okay, therefore, oh my goodness, Ne'emar, Kitzesi es ha'ir, Ephros, Kapi al Hashem, the Pasuk says, Moshe says, only when I leave the city, i.e. your presence, only then can I pray to God. Lefisha ha'ir, Malaya gilulim, because the city is full of excrement, your terrible speech, your blaspheme, your kofus. I can't even access God here because of you, Pharaoh. Ki kemosha shalach bo kol magefosav, he sent to Pharaoh all of his punishments, skila shreifa harag v'chenek, lafi shalashin hara, because the sin of lashin hara, magdil avonus keneged avodazara, gide arayis v'shvichos damim. The city is so full of galgal, because lashin hara is greater, is equal to, is even worse than idolatry, immorality and bloodshed, kach hizkir lashon malaya gilulim. And therefore, he said, I can't even daven here because it's as if the tongue is full of galal. Your tongue, Pharaoh, is full of excrement. Lahoros, to teach him, shecheid ze kolel gilulim, the sin of lashon hara, encompasses gilulim, harbei, umimela, kol ha'ir b'chol mine gilulim, and it encompasses the whole city with all kinds of gilulim. You know, last week when I taught Parsha Shir, I said to him, I don't know why I chose Barad. It's always an in-depth, text-based, one-hour Hashkafic Parsha Shir. I said, I don't like Barad more than any other Makos. I decide I never taught Barad in depth. Let's do Barad. I think I know why Hashem directed me to pick Barad, because in my preparation and my learning to prepare my Parsha Shir, I came across this Kliyakar. And I think that Hashem wanted to guide me to find this unbelievable piece that, by the way, ties into Maseches Erechin, so we're not totally on a tangent, and it's incredible. And if anyone remembers this, or you can go back on my Torah by Pesach, you have a lot to say by the Seder. You don't have to give them the entire Kliyakar, but it can definitely be the Nakudos. Well, that's why Parah was punished, almost like Arba Miso's Bastion. And the Musar Haskel for us is loud and clear. Loud, pun intended. You don't want to hear the call Hashem, and you want to use your call to be a Mecharef, a Megadef. You don't want to hear call Hashem Bahadar. You want to talk Hashem Ar. Hashem says, I can't even be with you. Moshe couldn't even access God. He was punishable by the Arba Miso's Bastion because he spoke about the Bechor Rosh HaOlam, the early blossoming produce, grains were smashed down. And Moshe said, like Donna says, HaKolos Yachdalun, Habar lo yad. If you stop speaking Lashon Hara, Paro, there won't be any more Makkah. Don't ask me to daven. It's in your hands. So I wish, as a schus for the Torah that we shared, the meaningful Torah that we shared, a speedy refuah shleima b'karav to Zev Wolf ben Chaya Sara, Mesoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. Thank you so much, everybody. Besuros Tovos.